This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 7/7/21, show number 295. Well, big tech, big cap tech is in the lead now, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like that is the story right now. We have falling bond yields, and you're seeing a breakout in Amazon. Apple's kind of breaking out to the upside as well right now, although it is testing a double top going back to January of 2021, but we see strength really coming out of these tech names. Microsoft is another one that's very, very strong as of late. Facebook is fairly strong also. So we're seeing Google, you know, the FANG names, so to speak, are carrying the market right now. And we're back to that really, really thin leadership.
All right. What's the volume looking like today?
The volume today is light, and the volume has been light. Even yesterday, we had a really good sell-off in the morning, and the markets came bouncing back, but the volume was really putrid. It's just been extremely light, and that remains the case today. We're looking at very, very light volume again. So until we get that heavy volume sell side action, I think traders still got to give this market a slight upside bias at the moment.
Yeah, well, this is definitely, I know they say this every time, Nick, and I know you've heard it, but the most hated bull market in history, huh?
No doubt about it. But one thing I will say about this market is that as much as it's hated, and everybody hates it because it's so skewed with the fundamentals. You just have a lot of central bank money printing, whether it's here from the Federal Reserve or it's from the ECB. These guys in the United States are doing $120 billion a month worth of asset purchasing. That's definitely skewing things. And you got about the same going on in the ECB right now. Who knows what the Bank of Japan or any other central bank is doing out there, but they're all kind of in cahoots. So it's understandable, but this is a tired market. This market has had some big, big runs. We never see really anything more than a 5% pullback, even if we get that. And I can't tell you the last time we even seen a 10% pullback. So, you know, this is definitely the most hated bull market in history, but for good reason. And I think it's just because people are saying, hey, if these central banks keep creating bubbles, we're going to have a bigger issue down the road. And that's probably the likely scenario.
Well, when you're a central barker, I was about to say, and maybe that's more accurate, carnival barker. You know, when you have that situation, then anything can happen and nobody is going to feel confident. The actual underlying economy is really what's leading the market higher. But hey, on the other hand, Nick, everything just about in the country is reopened. The only places where you have to wear a mask are controlled by the federal government. And number one is airplanes. Number two, airports. But aside from there, the mask mandate has fallen. And I should mention one other place, doctor's offices, but even there, they're just starting to do away with it.
Yeah, and that's good to see. The other, on the flip end, we keep hearing about the new variants, right? That's the new thing. Delta variant, the Lombarena variant from South America. You know, I did a little bit of research on that, and basically, yeah, maybe they're a little bit more contagious, but they don't seem to be more harmful. That's the new thing, right? It just never seems to end. The story doesn't seem to go away when it comes down to the virus, and we're starting to see a lot of the hotel stocks suffering, cruise lines suffering, airlines are suffering. They're not acting well on the charts right now. So that should be noted. And, you know, we'll be watching these charts to see if things change.
Well, the variant I am looking out most for, Nick, is the Marilyn Monroe variant. And, you know, if the Delta variant can hit, so can the Marilyn Monroe.
I wouldn't rule anything out when it comes to these people in the medical field that are these so-called experts.
It seems, to the more cynical of us, of course, which you and I are not, you might think that they're trying to keep the populace wrapped up in fear of variants, fear of vaccines not working, fear of fear. And I think one great Democrat once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, that's a good old line there from our beloved president. But the truth of the matter is, we just, this never never seems to go away. And, you know, you still see people around where even where I live, and it's very open here in Florida, they'll drive around with masks in their car by themselves. And I just have to laugh at it.
Yeah, with a Biden sticker on the bumper, no doubt. Kind of laugh at it because now they were the mainstream a couple months ago. Now they're outliers. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, it's come full circle. And then if you ever watch the Fauci Chronicles and you read some of these emails, I mean, it just gets even better. So, you know, what they knew, what they were hiding, and who they wanted certain people to know what. It really is rather remarkable that this whole game is going on, this charade.
Yeah, well, you can always count on Dr. Fauci to keep a good thing going. I mean, he's a world celebrity now, and a lot of good things have happened to him from the pandemic, but we wish him well. So bond yields, though, that's a big shocker. They just seem to be collapsing.
Bond yields continue to really just crater here. And again, today's another day where we're seeing yields move lower. And this is something that you would not expect. At least I wouldn't expect it to come at this rate. I am ultimately expecting yields to go higher. I have been looking for yields to pull back. So thank the good Lord, I'm not in a long yield trade here. But, you know, we're seeing yields on the 10-year now testing 130. So it's pretty remarkable to see the decline in bond yields. And that means bond prices are going up. So people are now buying U.S. treasuries again, which is a little bit of a, I mean, I don't think I would own any government debt for 10 or 20 or 30 years, but somebody is. And again, that is going higher. Yields go down, bond prices go up. Now, there are some pluses to this. This does help technology. And it also helps the home builders, right? Home builders will get a bid with lower yields. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I have to say the financials, they are struggling now, and they have come down a lot recently, and they continue to remain under pressure.
And that, there's an obvious reason for the financials like higher rates. That means their loan spread, everything else is going to increase.
They love a steep yield curve, and when the yield curve flattens, it's not really profitable for them. So they're going to lose some of the margin on their lending. But yeah, this is what we're seeing right now, and it's pretty remarkable.
Yes, remarkable it is. Hey, let's take a look at crude oil. Tested its October 2018 high, and now what?
It's rolling over in a big way. Crude today is getting slammed down about $2 today, trading around the 71.40 area. But remember, you know, crude was going up into that 2018, October 2018 high, and that was a bullish pattern up there that failed. So believe it or not, full disclosure, I am long the SCO, which is short crude, and I have been for about a week or so. And we're seeing crude starting to roll over in a big way. This high over here that we just had in crude coincided with a failed OPEC meeting last weekend. So or this past weekend, I should say. So we're going to see what comes out of it. But right now, it looks like OPEC may be a failed institution. They may, OPEC Plus may be done with. Looks like you got a lot of dissension going on there. And that would just mean more barrels will come on the market. I don't think that's a bad thing.
All right. And finally, well, got gold and silver and cryptos.
Yeah. So cryptos right now, when I look at them today, they're still hanging in there. I got to say, they're not giving it up, trading around that 34,700 level. Still a touch below the 200-day moving average, but that is an ascending moving average. But really, we're just range bound in the cryptos. And you know, when you go range bound, Kerry, that's what we call a bearish base. So right now, cryptos are living to fight another day, but I don't like the pattern overall. I think that's a bearish pattern. And I've been saying I'm looking for the cryptos, or at least Bitcoin, to head down to that 21,000-22,000 level.
Yeah, well, I think so goes Bitcoin, so goes the cryptos. What'll be interesting to see is how much lower the other hangers-on will go, because, you know, we need 10,000 cryptocurrencies. I don't know what the world would do without it. And hey, maybe the next move, though, could well see Bitcoin take a backseat to maybe Ethereum. And that would be a major change of leadership. If we were tracking stocks, that would be significant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. And a lot of people are actually expecting that, right? So we, you know, when you talk about the crypto world, Ethereum is probably the more loved, or the second most loved, behind Bitcoin. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Ethereum right now, you know, catching a little bit stronger than Bitcoin, but they're both kind of trading on par for the most part, you know, give or take a little bit here when it comes to the up and down moves.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that Bitcoin has going for it is that the production of new new Bitcoins as halving. That already happened, and that means less new Bitcoins. So the actual quantity out there, if you looked at it in terms of a publicly traded stock and the float is really low in Bitcoin. So that seems to be one of the things that keeps it going.
Yeah, and you know, Bitcoin has the popularity too. I have to say, you know, I rarely get somebody in the supermarket asking me about Ethereum or Ripple or anything else, Litecoin. They're coming to me and they're saying, hey, what do you think about that Bitcoin? I have some construction going on at my house. And I kid you not, every guy that's been here working has asked me, you know, several times about Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, direction, I guess we're going to see what'll happen in the next month or so. But certainly, it looks like it's putting in that bearish pattern right now. Hey, gold and silver, they're still kind of weak, huh?
They're still on the weaker side, but you know, gold is up $11 today on the futures. So, you know, it's not making a bad move. One thing I will say, yesterday, it tested the 20-day moving average on the daily chart. Now, that's a descending moving average, meaning it's declining. But if we could build a base here and then gold could get above that 1830 level, it's back in play. And again, it's actually made a bit of a stand over the last five trading days. So, you know, I don't love the pattern here yet, but I'm waiting for a little bit more to unfold. And maybe gold could be a play soon if it can consolidate this this move underneath or around this 20-period moving average on the daily chart. So there's a fighter's chance here for gold still.
All right. Well, that's what we want to hear. In any event, if you want to find out how Nick has been doing it, beating the markets for over 20 years, then you need to go over to inthemoneystocks.com. While you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Emails are welcome. Promise, promise, promise. We will get to at least half a dozen of them later this week. That's it for today, Nick. We will catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.